Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. You know, it's summertime, and that means there's no better time than right now for a big old slice of watermelon.
You know, that's right, Tony. There's nothing better than hitting the swimming hole and eating an ice-cold watermelon to really get into the summer swing. Watermelon's one of the best treats on a hot summer day. It's a healthy snack, and it's just good. While you can get watermelons year-round, you'll find the sweetest ones right now through September here in Texas. And let me tell you, Tony, there's nothing better than a Texas-grown melon.
Now, how do we figure out which one to pick?
Oh, that's easy. It's just like one, two, three. First, look at the melon, make sure it doesn't have any bruises, cuts, or dents, or blemishes. Then pick it up. It should be heavy for its size. After all, watermelons are 92% water. So if it feels light, it's probably drying out. Third, you want to make sure it has a good, deep, hollow sound when you thump it. Tony, old-timers had a saying about how to pick a good watermelon I'll share with you. You take a piece of pine straw and set it on the watermelon. If it spins counterclockwise, it's ripe and ready to eat.
Huh. I hear you used to grow them.
Oh, I've grown watermelons for many years. I don't have any this year, but in fact, I used to sell watermelons at a roadside stand I had.
How do we know if the watermelon is from Texas?
Well, Tony, be sure and look for the Go Texan label. It's important. We support Texas growers, especially now. Some of our trading partners are able to sell melons for a lower price than it costs to grow them here. While we want to support all farmers and ranchers, we want folks to look for that Texas-grown melon first because Texas agriculture matters. So look for the Go Texan label, Tony.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.